Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. Now, if you want to support us in our mission, please head over to patreon.com/thePowell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There, you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews. Now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Powell Bros Movie Chronicles. Trying to remember what show this is. Movie Chronicles, welcome. Another week. This is, today is October 12th. We're coming to you in a few more days from now when you'll be receiving this. But
September, we are here. 12th. You said October.
It's September. I don't know what month it is. I don't know what year it is. Okay. September. It's been a long week for me. Had oral surgery. Had wisdom teeth removed, but it was not a routine procedure, and I've been in pain all week. But I'm here to deliver you the latest news in entertainment.
Yes. Sad week this week. We lost a legend.
We did lose a legend. That is true. Well, I'm Trent, one of your hosts. I'm joined by my other host, Tobias.
Yep.
How are you doing today? How are you doing this week?
Doing good. Yeah, we had we lost James Earl Jones this week. Died at 93.
Good long life.
Yeah, 93 is long.
It is.
But actually, we got a good amount of stuff that came out this week. Mm-hmm. Part of information, more updates, I guess, and new things. But
yeah, I think this, like, one of the saddest things though about James Earl Jones passing is that that they're going to use the iconic Darth Vader voice for decades from now, after his passing. Like, they're going to use AI. They're not going to replace his voice with anyone else. It's always going to be him, which is kind of fine. But for one, Disney's done a terrible job with Darth Vader. And
this is actually a great transition. I don't know if you saw this, but Disney is getting sued using Peter Cushing's appearance in Rogue One. And it's
they're hitting him
pretty hard with that.
Well, so, and I, that's what it, like, you know, initially, that's what I obviously thought when I heard about it. Lucasfilm getting sued. I was like, okay, that's great. You know, they're another L for them. But I actually look into it a little more, and apparently it's a little fishy where apparently it's like a really close friend of his made a verbal agreement with him while he was still alive that no one else would have the rights to use his likeness or something along those lines. And it isn't actually the family that's suing, because the family did give Disney permission, and Disney actually paid them like thousands of dollars to use his likeness, or thousands of dollars after Rogue One, like, hey, like, we'll pay you guys if we can use his likeness in the movie. It doesn't seem to be exactly what it seems to be on the outside. Granted, it could be misunderstanding. I listened to a few other people talk about it. It was kind of the same thing where it's like, it's not actually the family that's really suing. And there's probably no grounds to actually sue.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting situation there.
Yeah, for sure.
I still like, I don't know. I'm over this CGI deepfake, dead people back to life, and it bringing dead people back to life in lifeless animations of them.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a long time till it really works, in my opinion. There's been a couple that's been okay, but for the most part, they just don't work because it's not a real person, and you know it. We know it. We can detect it. We know what a real human being looks like and how a real human being acts. And guess what? Computers haven't figured it out yet. AI even hasn't figured it out yet. Even though AI is getting close, but freakishly close. But you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, to say it still looks bad on it still all looks bad on Disney's part, you know. And
yeah,
now James Earl Jones is passing. It's like, what are they going to do with Darth Vader? I guess the Mufasa movie's coming out, but I'm assuming there's like they're doing like an older Mufasa at one point in the movie, maybe narrating or something. So I'm sure James Earl Jones's voice has been used. They probably already recorded lines for him. So I wonder if that will be like his last movie. Or they didn't use him at all. I have no idea, but
yeah,
it's really interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's crazy that he was acting till the day he died. That's crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
Never retired or anything.
Cause it's true. Yeah, cause he was in The Lion King. He did Rogue One.
Yeah, he's been doing Star Wars stuff a lot.
I don't think he actually did Obi-Wan Kenobi. I think they just used AI for that or whatever. I'm pretty sure that's maybe what I remember when that came out. Like, probably. They had everything they needed.
I mean, it was such a lower budget that they probably couldn't afford him.
$180 million to the Acolyte lesbian space witches.
Yeah,
and here's like what, 90 million, not even, to one of the greatest characters in science fiction ever.
Speaking of Ewan McGregor, did you see that he got his Walk of Fame today? His Hollywood star. Yep.
Yeah.
That was did you hear Hayden Christensen's speech to him?
I heard like one clip of it where he said that. Go ahead.
Yeah, just the end where he's like, thanks for being the best Jedi Master anyone could ask for.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard him say, like, you know, we know him as Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like, he was Obi-Wan Kenobi when he did it. And then he's like, no, he is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
So it's like, yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, there's a lot of stuff happening with Sony and Spider-Man and every adaptation of Spider-Man is just having such
many issues. Like, what in the world? This is Spider-Man. This is the most popular superhero. I mean, maybe next to Superman, Batman, it's the top three. It's one of the top three superheroes of all time, and they can't figure it out. I don't understand.
It's crazy. Yeah. So, well, Spider-Man 4 has. It's moving forward now with a new director.
Was there a director assigned to it before?
No, I think just new as in like, a director that hasn't directed any Spider-Man before.
Sure. Okay.
But I don't know if there was one assigned before, but we've got the guy that directed Shang-Chi directing it.
Which I've never seen.
Really?
Yeah, I've still not seen it. Along with most of Phase 4 movies.
Yeah. It's like, a large CGI fest of a movie.
Uh-huh.
It's just,
I think I've only seen like three of the Phase 4 movies. Doctor Strange Mom, Multiverse of Madness, No Way Home, and Love and Thunder. I think those are the only ones I've seen.
Interesting.
I never saw Quantumania. I never saw the Marvels. I never saw Shang-Chi. I never saw Eternals. Never saw Black Widow. I don't know if there's any others.
I haven't seen the Eternals or the Marvels.
Yeah.
But I think I've seen all the other ones.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Hopefully,
yeah. So yeah, Shang-Chi director. I mean, I've heard that Shang-Chi is well received and is actually, you know, probably one of the better of the Phase 4 movies. I do want to see it. I actually do want to. I just haven't gotten around to it or cared enough to see it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I really do want to, but you know.
His name's Destin Daniel Cretton.
Okay.
I don't know. He's not really known for much else besides that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Shang-Chi was all right. I mean, like I said, it just feels like a CGI movie, just like all of Phase 4 and
yes.
It's just, yeah. Nothing to write home about. Anyway. They're doing that, but there's still rumors of just indecisiveness of like what the story's going to actually be.
Right.
With him directing, I'd be kind of surprised if it was a street level movie, which is, I mean, everybody's calling for that, but
yeah,
I don't think we'll get it. Yeah. Ugh, Sony is the worst.
And then we got Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
So there were rumors that it was getting delayed to like 27 and basically saying it's probably not going to happen. But then the director came out and said, no, we're finishing up the script. We're actually working on the frames in the movie. Like we're animating it. We're getting there. Like it's not, sorry. They're beyond the script, animating it and whatnot. And that it's still in development. So who knows?
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I've heard well, if they're only now animating it, yeah, 2027 is probably about right.
True.
I mean,
yeah,
26 maybe. It's not going to be next year. It's not going to be 2025.
No, it's not next year. So
maybe end of 2026.
Yeah.
But summer 2027 is probably the most likely we're looking for.
Yeah, good point.
So, what a mess, though.
And let's finish off our Spider-Man discussion. We got Venom, Last Dance, final trailer. It comes out, what, October or something?
25th, yeah.
25th. Okay, so end of October, right before Halloween.
A little over a month, yeah.
All right. What'd you think of the trailer?
I mean, it looks fine, I guess. it looks like the first two movies. Deleted scenes from the first two movies.
Just a lot of symbols.
I mean, I guess the big thing in this one is Null.
Right.
And
so Null is like a...
could be cool, but I feel like... They just put that in the trailer because they're like, oh, don't worry, we have something exciting for you guys, and it's just going to be like the end credit scene or something, or barely in it at the end or something like that.
It seems like it's the trailer is kind of saying like this is the plot, like Noel has sent all these symbiotes to Earth to kill them.
Right, but I don't think he's going to be in it.
Oh, right, and he'll come in at the end or something, maybe set up the Venom cinematic universe with all the other villains. He's like the big bad. That's a good point. Interesting. I didn't think about that. So they'd be pulling a Morbius pretty much. Like Vulture. Here's Spider-Man. Here's who else was. What else was teased? There's a whole bunch of stuff teased, and it's just turns out to be nothing. So.
Yeah.
Because they do still have the whole like. Almost Sinister Six set up with Morbius. You have Morbius and Vulture teaming up and whatnot. So like Noel comes to Earth and is like, okay, let's get this team together and kill Venom. But then are they gonna be Spider-Man to that? Venom and Spider-Man team up? Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was looking at comments and everybody's hoping for Andrew Garfield to show up.
Nice.
Like, so many people were commenting that, like...
Right. For those who don't know, also, Noel is he's like a god in Spider-Man, but he's like the creator of the symbiotes.
Mm-hmm.
essentially.
Yeah. So, I mean, this could be, you know, a cool finale for the trilogy.
Well, that's what it should be. Like, they need to just wrap it up.
Yeah. I mean, they've clearly not had any plans to make it any bigger than what it is.
No.
Otherwise, they would have, you know, had crossovers with one of their other villain movies or something. But there's just been nothing at all.
Giving them too much credit, though.
And, yeah. But Sony just, I don't know. They just don't care about these characters and don't care about the fans. And
no. Sony's been really messing up lately.
Yeah.
You see the PS5 Pro is getting released and it's going to be $700.
Yeah.
It's basically the PS5 but like a little bit better graphics. This is like some of the backgrounds in your games are going to look a little cleaner.
Yeah.
And then obviously it has more storage.
Yeah.
So cuz PS5 infamously doesn't have that much storage. Like you put like a Call of Duty game on it and it like fills up your whole storage.
Yeah, it's not even like a slimmer one like all the other ones. It's they just like changed the design a little bit.
Yeah,
like all the other PlayStations have had like a slimmer version.
Yeah, because yeah, it doesn't have a disc port.
Yeah,
so I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking. I mean, granted, they're doing better than Xbox with the PS5. Like PS5 is one of the biggest selling video game consoles of all time. Which like PS2, PS3, those were huge. Well, PS4, every PlayStation has been huge. But Xbox has been failing. Like they've been, their names like Xbox One S, One X, XS, like all these like it goes from Xbox 360 to X, and there's just all kinds of crazy titles that no one can follow. Then you have PlayStations that PS1, PS2, PS3. PS5. It's also like Nintendo, when you have the Nintendo Entertainment System, you have the Super Nintendo System, and then the Nintendo 64, the GameCube, the Wii, and then the Wii U, and then the Switch. And so what's the next one going to be like? Switch U?
Yeah. Yeah.
They should call it, well, I don't know, like Super Switch. No, Super Switch, that'd be weird. It should just be called Nintendo Switch 2. It'd be simple. Anyways, sorry.
Yeah.
Video game talk.
Well, Nintendo always makes their consoles so iconic that people can remember the names. Xbox, they like, with how many, like, there's not iconic. It's you just have all these different letters and people just can't keep up with everything you're doing.
Right. And PlayStation, just being simple.
Yeah. Did you see the Harry Potter TV series casting announcement?
Casting call,
yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, what did you think?
They said, let's see, I wrote down. This is their casting call. We are committed to inclusive, diverse casting. For every role, please submit qualified performers without regard to ethnicity, sex, disability, race, sexual orientation, gender identity, or any other basis protected by law unless otherwise specifically indicated. Yep. So basically, Harry Potter could end up being a disabled black woman.
A disabled black woman. Yeah, who's gay.
Yeah, who's gay.
Who's gay for Ron.
Disabled black lesbian woman.
Oh, boy. All right, so apparently, at least in the UK, when they do casting calls like this, they legally have to include all that. So that I'm not saying that they're not gonna cast based off those standards.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
I do know J.K. Rowling is involved in all of this, so I would hope that she would want to stay true to her characters. But she made Dumbledore gay, so who knows? I can tell you none of the characters are gonna be trans.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous standards that even like the even if that is the case, they have to legally say all this and do all this. It's just ridiculous because they could be like, oh, we're looking for diverse actors, but then once they actually cast for the characters, they actually just like, no, we'll just pick what we want. We have to say this. Which in that I'm giving them too much credit.
What's so dumb is like how hard that makes the casting process. Because that's so ridiculous. Many more casting people you have to go through to just be like, no, obviously stupid. no. It's like, just start with just letting them say what they're looking for.
We have a book with character descriptions. We're looking for a character actor who looks like our characters. Can we please find that person that fits? Here's the thing. I can guarantee you, though, not guarantee you, I bet you that Hermione will be a light black woman. Like, she will be, and I say woman, a girl. They're casting like 10, they're actually looking for like 10 to 13 year olds. So they're starting with the right age. Yeah. And these are going to be the actors that play these roles for the next decade. Like, it's going to be 10 years or so that they're going to be playing.
If it doesn't get canceled after the first season.
If it doesn't get canceled, of course. Right. Which this has potential to be like one of the biggest TV shows maybe ever. Like, think how big the movies were. Like, this, if they do it right, this could be huge. Because they're able to go and adapt. We've talked about this before. TV show adaptation, I think, is the right way to go when it comes to books, because that's how books are written. They're written in chapters. Yeah. Make a TV show, season format for each book. Makes sense. But I bet you she's going to be like a half black girl. And because they're going to be able to play off the whole she's a mudblood, dealio. You know, she's an outcast, and you know, people making fun of her, you know, because of who she is and what her identity is and what she was born as and so forth. So they could easily run with that. I can see that easily happening, which I would be really upset, obviously, if that happened, because that's not Hermione.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And they're going to make it about happen. I'm saying they could so easily make it about race. Well, that's not the point.
No, they're absolutely going to make it about race, and it's going to be so, I think, focused on diversity, and they're going to have all those little, you know, those little lines in the movie, in the show, that's just like all just about race or gender or whatever.
Not 90s, like, UK, 90s Europe. we're gonna focus on diversity.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Jeez.
I don't know what are they set. It's set in London. Outside of London, I don't. Where's Hogwarts? I don't even know.
They go to London, but
yeah.
Like, you know, they go to King's Cross Station and all that.
Yeah. Anyways, it'll be interesting.
I don't know anything about Europe, so I live in America.
I was going to do this last year. I want to watch all the Harry Potter movies. I haven't watched them all probably in like 10 years.
Oh, yeah. We watch them every year.
Nice. That's going to be on my list of Halloween films, which, by the way, Halloween has officially started. I don't care what anyone says. It's September. So I'm getting into that Halloween. Yeah. And then Christmas starts November 1st.
Yeah. We just went and saw Beetlejuice.
Nice. Don't spoil it.
Yeah. No, that takes place during Halloween. Yeah. So.
Like, overall, like,
I couldn't remember. I don't think the first one did it?
No. I don't think so.
Well, I'll just say it's worth listening to my review.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to see it this week or this next week.
I kept my review spoiler free up until the last like 5 or 10 minutes, or not 5 or 10 minutes, will last like 5 minutes of my review.
Okay.
And I gave a warning before that, so.
Okay. Cool.
So those who haven't seen it that want to listen to my review, you can do that. And
yeah,
I give you a warning before the spoilers start, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Which, if you'd like to listen to that and our 25-plus other mini reviews and all our content backstage, please support us on Patreon. $5 yep. a month, and you get all kinds of cool content. And we have a whole bunch of plans for a lot more content. Working on a TV show that we're producing. We got movies behind the paywall. I've got some projects that I'm working on, and a bunch of fun stuff. So if you'd like to get more content that you can consume and enjoy, please support us. And just
yep.
we ask for your support, and as we're seeking to do what we're doing and grow this podcast
and our yeah, other podcasts. For sure.
Both our podcasts.
Yep. Yeah, we appreciate it very much. I think I only have one other thing, and then if you got anything else.
I have one other, two other things. Yeah, two.
So they just started production on Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, yeah.
They started filming that, so I'm kind of excited for that. I mean, I know it's just another legacy film, but legacy sequel, but I don't know. I like Happy Gilmore. It's funny.
Yeah, and it's Adam Sandler. Yeah. It'll be fun. They're bringing back all the old actors.
Yeah.
Like the.
So I wonder.
Good.
We had mentioned this. We did basically an Adam Sandler episode one time, but we yeah. had talked about how all his movies are original. Netflix movies. He hasn't had anything off of Netflix. So I wonder if this is going to be. Well, we probably talked about this when the Happy Gilmore 2 was announced, but I wonder if this is going to be outside of Netflix. Know. I mean, it would have to be. It's been 10 years since he started Netflix. It makes sense. It's probably a 10-year contract.
Oh, so good point. Yeah, I don't know if they said. I feel like something was said about it being Netflix, but I just kind of am assuming at this point that all his movies go to Netflix.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm looking for. It'll be a fun one. You know, is it necessary?
Yeah,
probably not.
It's Netflix.
Oh. That's okay. Whatever. it's gonna repurpose all the jokes. I mean, this. I think one of the more annoying legacy sequels, remakes, reboots are the comedies, because they just repurpose all the jokes.
It's just the same jokes, yeah.
And they do it for more of a modern audience. It's more politically correct, and it's not as offensive. It's not, and which makes it not as funny, and. I think that happens a lot. Now, like I said, I like Adam Sandler. I think it'll be fun. Happy Gilmore's a great, great film. There's a lot they could do to make it really good. And so we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm not like totally opposed to the idea.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
But Netflix, I don't know. I think it's kind of dumb. Like, I'm not going to, if I don't have a Netflix, I don't have Netflix right now. The only thing I'll really get Netflix for is Stranger Things, and that's it. I don't think I would even buy a month just to watch Happy Gilmore 2, unless it's like, I hear it's really good.
Yeah, no, same. Yeah. Yeah, not worth it. But, yeah. What else did you have?
Here kind of the news for Hunt for Gollum. Well, Ian McKellen is kind of been talking a lot about returning and wanting to return. And he's kind of like hinting or like saying like, hey guys, like I'm getting old. We talked about this last week. I'm getting old, but like, I kind of like to do Gandalf again. I don't really want to see anyone else doing Gandalf. So could you like cast me? But he says that he's seen the script, and he also said, and like I was flabbergasted by this, that it looks like it's going to be two movies. So this is coming from Ian McKellen.
Why?
And he said, so I'm sure it's nothing's a fi- it's not, oh not it's not gosh. Official, but a movie yeah. for a story that no one was asking for from a like one obscure not not obscure one chapter in the Fellowship of the Ring, a few references to this plot in particular. They're gonna take it, make a not just one but two movies out of it. Oh, and then you also have War of the Rohirrim, but it's featuring a female girl boss who beats up a bunch of bulky masculine men. So, who's a better horse rider than the horse lords of Rohan? Okay, sorry, I'm not bitter. I'm not upset. There are so many good stories that they could adapt from, like Warner Bros. Could adapt from the Lord of the Rings. Just from the books, there's so many stories within the books or references that they could say, yeah, we'll grab this and we'll make a great movie about it. There's so many really good masculine male characters that they could follow and tell stories about and make great movies about that so many people go see. Why? Because, first off, Lord of the Rings is mostly for men, for males. Women love Lord of the Rings too, but they love it for the story and what it is and what the story that Tolkien told. But it's mostly like has a male audience to make it for men. Like, and Hunt for Gollum, like, okay. I mean, I'm sure we're going to get Aragorn. That'd be fun. It sounds like Orlando Bloom is in talks also of returning, though he like thinks he's a little too old for it because he'd have to look pretty young. So, but they said something about they'll do CGI, which that'll be really weird. And
like, yeah. Yeah.
I love Andy Serkis as Gollum. But two movies? I don't think
they're
so.
They're just too scared to make something original. Not even original. Yeah. Just something that doesn't have legacy characters. Like, right. They're just too scared to do it. Like, they cannot... Like, they just do not have the gall to make something without any legacy characters.
Right.
Like, they just feel like they have to.
If they would have done a live-action War of the Rohirrim story with following King Helm, the main focus of that era, that time, you know how much money that would make? Like, that would be so huge. It would be really popular, really draw in a huge audience, and it would make a lot of money. But,
yeah,
no. They,
for sure.
Of course they don't.
Yeah,
the king, like, do a story about the kings of Gondor. Do a story about Isildur or Arendelle or Arendel. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Do a story about the fall of Numenor. Well, I mean, they're leading up to that, the Rings of Power, which we're not talking about Rings of Power today. I didn't watch last night's episode yet. I will this weekend, but
oh my gosh,
I don't want to.
You're crazy.
Hey, gotta keep people informed.
Yeah.
Yep. Gotta watch Guy Ladriel kick some butt. Oh my gosh. Did I talk about the scene where she takes out a whole like regiment of orcs by herself?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anyways. It's just, even the choreography is so awful. Like, a bunch of she's riding a horse and attacking these orcs, and there's like, the orcs are taking turns attacking her.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I remember you telling. Yeah.
They're taking turns going after her. They're like standing there while she's fighting like five orcs, and then like one at a time they come in. She shoots an arrow at one, like a fire arrow, and they pretty much explode. Like, they're like full of kerosene or something. I don't know why they would be. covered in kerosene. And she's doing this all by herself. It's so annoying. Sorry. Anyways, yeah. I don't know if they'll actually do two movies of Hunt for Gollum. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
There's not even enough. There's not much, it's crazy. There's not enough story there to tell.
I'm surprised they're not making it a trilogy.
But yeah. Well, that's... That's The Hobbit. Wasn't The Hobbit going to be two movies, and then they turned it into three? Yeah. The Hobbit, the shortest book of the four, they turned into three movies, add a bunch of new characters that weren't very good, and they fill it with a bunch of CGI orcs.
Added storylines, extended storylines, all kinds of stuff.
Extended editions for the 2.5 hour movies.
Yeah, I know. No, we have over 9 hours of content for The Hobbit. Which is crazy.
Goodness.
It's probably over 10 hours with the extended editions. I don't know how long they are.
We got to start talking about what we're going to do next season for our movie reviews.
Yeah.
Let's do all six Lord of the Rings films. Just unpack them, like do two episodes each.
Yeah.
Yeah. Read the books and then dissect the movies. That would be some good content. That'd be
fun. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah. I kind of want to do something different for our next season anyway.
Yeah.
But figure it out.
Okay. Business meeting live on Chronicles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, that's pretty much it. I was just going to bring up Minecraft trailer got ratioed pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
People are not happy about it.
Yeah.
We've kind of talked about it a lot last week, so there's not much more to say. Just, it looks odd and doesn't.
Yeah.
I just don't know what they're doing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just want to do like one final segment just to close this out, if you don't mind. Let's
go for it.
What is your favorite James Earl Jones role and favorite or couple favorite scenes that he has done?
Man. Well, obviously his most iconic is Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, I always remember his role in The Sandlot.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was young, like, I just, like, the character was so scared of him. Like, I was so scared of him as a kid, too. Like, watching him, like, he just had, like, such, like, this demeanor that, like, was scary. And so, just an iconic role in that movie. Mm-hmm. And then he ends up being, like, this fluffy, nice guy and gives the kid the baseball with Babe Ruth and all the other players of the New York Yankees and I love his role in that. That's a good one.
Yes, I love that one. But yeah, I mean Darth Vader, like, there's just, especially in A New Hope, there's so many iconic lines that I love. Just, you know, when he first meets Leia and he's arguing with her, you know, his interaction with his inferiors, and then of course Empire Strikes Back. Of course, you have the "No, I am your father." It's not Luke, "I am your father." It's "No, I am your father." And even all his lines with Luke, like, "If you only knew the power of the dark side, join me, and together we will rule the galaxy." Something like that. Anyways, iconic lines. Mufasa, I love his lines, you know, when he talks to Simba, they're looking over the sunset and, you know, talking about how, you know, whatever the sun touches is yours. This is your king. This is my kingdom, your kingdom, and so forth. And just iconic, just a voice that, you know, you recognize, you know, whenever you hear it. And he'll be a legend in the film industry for many, many years.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think there'll be a voice quite like his.
No. Yeah. For sure. All right. Cool. Well, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for supporting us by listening. And please like, comment, subscribe on the videos and all that good stuff. It definitely helps us and pushes our content out to more people, and we appreciate that. So, yeah. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And remember to glorify God and watch good movies. We're out. Bye.
See ya.